On Monday at council, we got a presentation from the senior management and from the senior engineer, just outlining the process for people for the next number of weeks in particular. I suppose the most important thing is that we can turn around these applications and get people the financial money back that they need now from the uptake from the old scheme of 247,000 up to the new scheme where you can get a max of 420,000. And that's vitally important for particularly people that have work already done, particularly that people that are in the process of rebuilding, but also people that are, you know, have submitted their stage two to the local authority, that are some of those and for months, that it's really, really important that those people get over the line within the next few weeks as well, so they're able to move on with their builds. There will be correspondence coming from the local authority within the next few days to every applicant explaining the position, explaining what they have to do. They will have to submit a revised note just of the size of the house that has been rebuilt on the previous house, and also the retained block work and remediation options. Plus, it's also very important that the Schedule 7 form, which is the commencement notice, comes back into so that the council know that houses are starting. That has to be submitted no more than 14 days, no less than 7 days from when you're ready to start building. There are a number of sections now that the council are doing, 1, 2, 3, and 4 different timelines for different applicants. But we did stress, and I did stress to the council, that we need to be sure that those people that have their stage two submitted to the council now and are ready to start, they are prioritised along with groups 1 and 2, because they are every bit as important, because they've been waiting for quite a long time. So they did it and said that they would do that, and that they would try and get this done over the next couple of weeks as quickly as possible. But when I was stressed to homeowners, Michaela, that when this information comes out, if they would get on to their engineer right away and get that information back into the local authority, because the quicker it's back in, the quicker it can be turned around, and the quicker we can get houses started to get rebuilt.
Because ultimately these homeowners have waited long enough, so as you urge them there to get in touch with their engineer, because they've been on the other scheme for so long that it's vital they get the benefit of this scheme as quickly as possible.
It is vital that they get the benefit of this scheme, and you know, this scheme, the stage two part is a lot more simpler. There are no waiting at stage two anymore. Once you're stage one approved, you have your remedial works plan. That remedial works plan is submitted to the local authority. Then you can submit your commencement notice and you can start work. So there's no actual waiting at stage two in the new scheme. But because these applications were in the old 90-10 scheme, they have to be re-evaluated for costs. So that cost, that re-evaluation square foot rate for a rebuild and for the remediation has to come back in so that the council can re-evaluate and put the exact cost now on it for homeowners. So that will take a wee bit of time on this, but once we get this now over the next number of weeks and get these all re-evaluated, the new applicants coming in after that will be a lot more streamlined.